The next front in the fight. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. With federal abortion rights having been reversed by the Supreme Court last year, activists are going after abortion pills now. There's a federal court hearing today in Texas.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek will hear arguments over the drug mifepristone. For two decades, the Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to the drug, which is used for medically induced abortions. The group challenging the drug's availability was also active in the push to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A U.S. reconnaissance drone brought down in the Black Sea south of Ukraine has not been recovered and may never be recovered, says National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C.
The U.S. Reaper drone went down about 75 miles southwest of Russian-occupied Crimea near Ukraine after a Russian fighter jet collided with the drone's propeller. Russia's ambassador to the U.S. wants the U.S. military to stop what he calls hostile flights in the Black Sea near Russian-controlled territory. The incident raising concerns about possibly sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands.
The State Department summoning the Russian ambassador to formally express strong objections to the drone being intercepted. Winter storms hit both coasts with more snow, rain, and wind in the forecast in some of those areas today.
The weight loads, that's the big issue now. Anything that has snow on it, it's going to be falling.
He's in San Bernardino, California. Around 190,000 homes and businesses in California are reported to be without power, about the same number in the Northeast from New York to Maine.
These snow totals vary greatly from one city to the next, with Boston recording 5 inches or less in some places. But just head 45 minutes out of town, and you're looking at a foot and a half. In Worcester, Will Nunley, Fox Weather.
Second day of protests and fighting with police in cities around Pakistan. The protesters are supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Police have been trying to arrest him for failing to appear in court on corruption charges. He came out of his home in Lahore, Pakistan, to meet with some of those supporters. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A Princeton University student faces criminal charges related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Larry Guyberson was part of a group that assaulted Capitol police officers. He was arrested in Washington, D.C., and released, one of about 1,000 people now who have been charged in connection with the riot. The House Homeland Security Committee holds another meeting at the border today, hearing from the chief of U.S. Border Patrol.
Raul Ortiz set to testify at the House Homeland Security Committee's field meeting in McAllen, Texas, later this morning. But committee Democrats are boycotting, despite the fact they invited Ortiz and other witnesses to testify. Committee chair and Tennessee Congressman Mark Green saying, quote, "The only message their absence sends is that they are uninterested in coming to the table to have a conversation about the devastation that this border crisis is having on Americans and their communities across the country."
Fox's Todd Pyro. Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee say holding the hearings at the border is just a political stunt. An update on Senator John Fetterman's condition.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman could leave Walter Reed Medical Center in as early as 2 weeks, according to a report in the New York Post. Senator Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed to treat his clinical depression. Fetterman has faced a slate of health issues. He suffered a stroke last May while campaigning for the Senate. Fetterman's staff has posted pictures on social media of him continuing to work in the hospital. Late last month, his communications director said the senator's recovery process will be a, quote, weeks-long one. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Diamond Sports Group files for bankruptcy. It's a subsidiary of Sinclair, the owner of regional sports networks, airing the games of 42 pro baseball, basketball, and hockey teams. RSN's called Bally Sports. At some point, missed rights fee payments could lead to broken contracts and Major League Baseball taking over those broadcasts. At the opening bell on Wall Street, stocks are way down. The Dow futures down about 500. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.